Yes.
That's what
by
you mean?
Cases, you mean the case?
Did you ever hear of a stand of molasses? Or a stand of lard? Mm-hmm. What about if you wanted to pour something from a big container into something with a narrow mouth? To keep it from spilling out, you'd pour it through
A funnel?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were driving horses and wanted them to go faster, you could hit them with a
whip.
And if the lamp wasn't burning, you could screw in a new
the burner?
Or nowadays, on electric.
Huh? Oh, a globe, a bug, whatever.
Huh?
A globe?
Or
a bug.
And if you wanted to take corn to the mill to be ground, what would you call the amount of corn that you could take at one time?
How much could I take at one time? Or
what would you call that?
You
say I take a
what? Emudage?
What?
Emudage?
That's French.
What does that mean?
Well, it's the amount of corn, like if you should, I'm going to ground my corn to make cornmeal.
Maybe you have 4 or 5 gallons?
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes you have it in a sack.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear in English an expression for that?
Mm-hmm.
What about a turn of corn? Did you ever hear that?
No.
And if you went out and got all the wood you could carry, you said you had a...
And a pile of wood?
Okay, or an arm?
An arm full of wood, something.
Okay. And on a wagon that doesn't have a full load of wood, you say he just had a...
Half a load.
Okay. And something that flour used to come in. If you buy a lot of flour...
In a barrel?
Uh-huh. And the things that run around the barrel to hold the wood in place.
A sack? Those iron sacks? That's how you call it?
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear another name for that? Hoops or hooks?
Yes. To hold those little pieces of wood together, huh?
Uh-huh. You call those the
hooks, you say?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Something smaller than a barrel that nails used to come in.
Those little bit of nail barrels?
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear another name besides barrel? For the little ones, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What about keg or cag?
Yeah. Yes, I've heard that name. It's familiar. Because we have one, those little round kegs of nails, to put nails in.
Uh-huh. Did you ever see a water barrel or a water keg?
Out of wood? Made out of wood? I've seen, yes. We had a little bit of one here too. With the little,
What about the thing you turn?
Yeah. The, how you call that? The little, faucet?
Mm-hmm. Say it. Out that you'd have out in your yard to hook your hose up to turn to get the water out? You call that a
nozzle?
Or the thing you turn out in your yard, you know?
A faucet?
Okay. What about at your kitchen sink?
Faucets too?
Okay. And if you opened up a bottle and wanted to close it back up so that the liquid wouldn't spill out, you'd stick in a
stopper?
Made out of
plastic.
Mm-hmm.
You got
something
out of
that? Yeah, I got those little.
Or a long time ago, that.
Oh.
A stopper.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what about in a wine bottle? You ever see?
What do you call it? Kind of stopper?
Yeah, I have a bottle here and I can't open it with those kind. It's like a sponge.
Uh-huh.
What's the name for that?
Do you hear cork?
Yeah.